It's 90.3 KEXP here in Seattle and worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Stevie Zoom here on this Sunday afternoon. And that set just finished up with music from Grimes from her latest album. You heard World Princess Part 2. We are ready for some live music in our studios. We want to welcome Emily and Jimmy from Metric. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Steve.
Metric playing tonight at the Moore Theater. They're going to play a couple of songs from your latest release, then we'll talk about that and a few other things that are going on. So if you're ready, that'd be great.
Here we go.
If it happened, it was meant to be. Offer me a free lobotomy. Got to be sedated to be seen on the cover of your magazine. Hey, 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 hey. If it happened, it was meant to be. Got me a lobotomy for free. Now I'm so sedated and serene on the cover of your magazine. Starting with the question no one wants to ask themselves. Make it in the movie, make me the director's pet. Everybody told me take whatever you can get. Everybody told me take whatever you can get. Freedom of speech, rage against the dying of the light. Why you never say what you mean? Rage against the dying of the light. Baby, you'll be safe with me. Rage against the dying of the light. Holding up a tattered dream. Rage against the dying. Rage against the dying of the light. Suppose I brought it all upon myself. Knowing all the questions no one wants to ask themselves. Make it in the movie, make her the director's pet. Your mother and your father wanna see you on the TV set. Everybody told her, take whatever you can get.
Live music here at KEXP. You're listening to Metric. That was Lie, Lie, Lie from Pagans in Vegas, the new release. Well, it came out during the fall. Mm-hmm. Still newish, right?
Relatively new.
Yeah. You going to play another one from that one right now?
Yeah, let's do Cascades.
Yeah, a little softy one.
I
just keep going strong with whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah, don't be afraid. When I'm gone, keep whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah. Cascading waves of emotion, cascading. Just keep going strong with whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah, don't be afraid. When I'm gone, keep whatever. Yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah, cascading waves of emotion, cascading.
You're listening to Metric live here at KEXP. That was Cascades and the first one, Lie, 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 from Pagans in Vegas, the album that came out this past fall. Jimmy and Emily are here. They're playing tonight at the Moore Theater along with Joywave are opening up. So again, thanks for being here.
Yeah, pleasure.
I looked ahead on the tour schedule. I see that being 2016 is a leap year, and on Monday the 29th, you are in Las Vegas. So...
Wow, neither one of us caught that one.
You didn't?
I'm going strictly day-to-day right now.
Well, that's really cool.
I noticed that one, and I went, they either plan the tour that way, or somebody wants to play a joke on them.
That's right.
Someone's playing a joke. Yeah. I just don't know who.
So, anyway. All right. Well, again, thanks for being here. I know that playing acoustic setting like this is not... you've done this a number of times. As a listener, I feel like I'm hearing kind of demo versions of the songs. Mm-hmm. For you as a performer, do you hear the songs a different way? What do you get out of it that this way?
Yeah, they are dramatically different. And in fact, though, I almost feel as though they have to become the full production in order to be revealed as these other versions. Because a lot of these songs didn't start that way. And then it's often the case the ones that are the most electronic, the most stylized, are the ones that reveal this like super sweet and simple kind of skeleton. So that happened with Cascades for sure. We didn't imagine we could ever do this one acoustic. It's a full-on synth throwdown on the album.
Yeah.
So it's always amazing to me how the songs will adapt to instrumentation and take on a different emotion.
I think if we just wrote the song like that with acoustic guitar, we'd probably be totally unsatisfied with it. And if we do the whole thing and then strip it back, it reveals something about the song that I don't think we originally saw.
Yeah, that's interesting that the full... emotion of the song can come out in the whole band and not this way. It's really nice. Now, I understand, well, I heard that in writing this album, you actually wrote so much material that there is another album possibly coming out?
Yeah, I mean, we got quite conceptual on this because this is one of the perks of being independent, one of the few remaining perks, is you can do whatever the hell you want. So in our case, we did find, you know, Jimmy had done a lot of work in his studio in Toronto, which is really how he works, is surrounded by all the gear and really engages with every instrument. And for me, I write completely differently. I usually disappear to some distant climate and hang out with a little crappy guitar and just write like that. So we came back together. It felt like for the first time, why don't we just let these songs stand the way they were written? You know, instead of Jimmy having to kind of meet me in the middle with this super electro stuff he was exploring, I was like, I love this stuff. Let me work with you on what you want to hear. And he kind of took the same approach with some of my more orchestral material, more cinematic material. So we actually embarked on a really ambitious project, which was we made this record, and then while touring it last year, we stopped into recording studios across the United States and were recording the other album as we did it. And we got amazing results, but by the end of last year, we were like, there's no way. We're not going to rush to put this out. And it was funny because we had a meeting with our little skeleton crew management, and I was like, no one's even going to remember that we said that because we made, you know, did a lot of press about the complimentary album. I was like, no one was even listening. It doesn't matter. And then first thing we got into doing press for this tour, and all the questions were like, when's the next album coming? Like, what's going on? So it's coming whenever we feel like it, which isn't right now.
I think we saw when we finally got off the road at the end of last year and we sat down and listened to it with a little bit of headspace and time and objectivity, which is rare. I think we saw a larger record than we had originally envisioned. And so I think that the honorable thing to the music now would be to do it properly and not rush it out. And yeah. So when we get off this tour, we'll have another one of those little skeleton crew meetings and figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, so it's still unfinished in a way.
Yeah, it's alive. I kind of love it. I love the lost metric tapes, and I love the feeling of freedom of, you know, as we're saying, even about different instrumentation, you try things with songs, you know, we're working for the songs. That's our boss. And I love the feeling of having the luxury of just being like, we're going to make this the most beautiful thing we can. And
us not having a record label or anyone to tell us what to do on any level is still a little bit like kids with their parents away.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And then there are consequences.
Pretty weird parties. That,
yeah,
you know,
we do things that probably are not wise.
Damage to the kitchen somehow. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with Metric here. They're playing tonight at the Moore Theater. Quite a few more shows along this tour that I see on your website. And then later on, I see with some dates in Canada, you're going to be joined by Death Cab for Cutie, our local guys here.
Yeah, we're just so happy how that worked out. Because we wanted to do this arena tour, and we had this vision, the lights on the horizon vision for that tour. And it was suggested to us to ask them to co-headline, and it's really great that they signed on. It's going to be a great night. And we just added some friends of ours from Brooklyn called Leisure Cruise as the first of three. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
All right. Metric, tonight at the Moore Theater. Are you ready for a couple of more songs?
Sure.
What song is this? Dream So Real.
Yeah, let's do this one.
When I get to the bottom of it, I sing. Seems like nothing I said ever meant anything. What a headline over my head. Thought I made a stand, only made a scene. There's no feast for the underfed or the unknown dying or dead. Keep showing up in my dreams. They stand at the end of my bed. Have I ever really anybody but myself to believe in the power of songs, to believe in the power of girls, though the point we're making is gone. Play it stripped down to my thong. I'll shut up and carry on. The scream becomes a yawn. I'll shut up and carry on. The scream becomes a yawn. Just shut up and carry on. daughters and sons believed in the power of songs. What if those days are gone? My memory is strong. Anyone not dying is dead, and baby, it won't be long. So shut up and carry on. The street becomes a yawn. Just shut up. Baby, whatever you do, faster than you think, time staggers on.
Dreams So Real is the name of that song. It's Metric, live here at KEXP. And again, they're at the Moore Theater tonight. It's great to hear these songs in this format. You got one more, I believe.
We do.
We do.
All right.
This is Breathing Underwater.
I'm the blade, you're the knife. I'm the weight, you're the kite. They were right when they said we were breathing underwater. Out of place all the time, in a world that wasn't mine to take. I'll wait. Is this my life? Is this my life? Oh, am I breathing underwater? Oh, 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 oh. I'm the blade. This my life. Oh, am I breathing underwater? Oh, 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 oh. Nights are days, we beat a path through the mirrored maze. I can see the end, oh, but it hasn't happened yet. I can see the end, oh, but it hasn't happened yet. Is this my life? Is this my life? Oh, 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 am I breathing underwater? Am I breathing?
It's 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to live music from Emily and Jimmy of Metric. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Sunday.
Thanks for having us here. It's a nice, beautiful place to come.
Yeah, it's our wonderful new home here, so I'm glad you were able to be a part of it here early on. They're playing tonight at the Moore Theater. The latest album is Pagans in Vegas. Good luck with the show tonight and the rest of the tour.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks to our engineer, Kevin. It's 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.